started.
Hello, and welcome to the Nokian Tyres conference call. Throughout this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there'll be a question-and-answer session. I will now hand the call over to the speakers. Please begin your meeting.
Good afternoon from Finland, and welcome to Nokian Tyres conference call, where we want to give the market the opportunity to ask questions on topics what you have in mind. My name is Päivi Antola, and I am the Head of Investor Relations at Nokian Tyres. This quarterly call is something what we have decided to test until next summer, every quarter, during the last month of the quarter. There's a lot of interest toward Nokian Tyres, and with this call, we want to give you better access to the management. In this call today, and with me in the room, I have Hille Korhonen, the President and CEO of Nokian Tyres, and Teemu Kangas-Kärki, the CFO. We will start the call with a brief introduction by Hille, and then take some of the frequently asked questions during the quarter, and then go to your questions. So Hille, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. Before going into the Q&A, I would like to remind you of the key highlights behind our first half of the year 2018. Overall, I'm very pleased with our performance. We had strong sales growth with increased operating profit, and we were able to grow in all main markets. Net sales was growing with comparable currencies, despite of the fact that the currencies are actually giving a lot of headwind for us. In passenger car tires, the growth was driven by both sales volume growth and prices, especially during the second quarter, and we have been able to increase our market shares. In heavy tires, we have been growing both in forestry and agricultural tires, which is good as we are having more growth beyond our core segments, which the forestry has been for us. Operating profit has improved, and this improvement has been driven by strong performance in passenger car tires, especially volume development and profitability improvement in Vianor. And in Vianor, we are targeting to improve our EBITDA level by end of 2019 to a level of +3%. Then, if I may, look a bit further into the future, we have set targets for growth for us also beyond our home markets. We have stated that we want to grow by 100% in North America during the coming 5 years' time, and also by 50% in Central Europe during the same time period. And in order to support our growth, we have two key strategic projects ongoing. Dayton factory building in North America to provide us capacity for the growth, and also technology center project in Spain to enable us to test the summer tires in demanding summer conditions. There has been a lot of interest regarding our Dayton project, whether we are confident about the time schedule and cost base, and I would like to confirm that based on the discussions with our operations head, we are in good line with the set targets, both what comes to the time schedule and cost base. We will be ramping up the factory during next year, and the target to start of commercial production is beginning of 2020, and we would be reaching the 4 million tires level by end of 2022. So, all in all, strong first half of the year, and both strategic projects moving ahead as planned.
Good. Thank you, Hille. Maybe as you touch touched upon a little bit on the U.S. factory already. We can continue with that topic. One question what has been asked quite a lot is the profitability impact. So, Teemu, maybe you can open a little bit how the U.S. factory is expected to impact the group EBIT margins.
Mm. What we have already earlier communicated that it will have a slight negative impact on our EBIT margin between 2 to 1 percentage points during the ramp-up phase.
And let's continue with the EBIT topic. The EBIT increased by 16 million in the first half of the year. And there has been a question, how much was the impact of volumes, how much from price and mix, and how much from currencies in this development?
But in brief, the main driver in our EBIT improvement was the good volume growth, price/mix effect, and lower material input cost, and ongoing restructuring initiatives in Vianor helped us as well to improve our operating profit. As you know, the currencies have gone to a direction which has given us a lot of headwind, so the currency impact has been significant in our operating profit together with increased fixed cost and ramp-up of the new production facility or capacity in heavy tires.
Good, thank you. And then looking forward, how about the raw material cost in the second half? What's your comment on that?
As we stated in the Q1 and Q2 reports, in 2018 as a whole, the raw material input costs are roughly at the same level as compared to last year. So in the first half, we had a slight positive impact, and then in the second half, we should have a slightly negative impact, being on the overall level more or less flat in 2018.
And one topic that has been asked quite a lot during the quarter by investors is the inventory situation in Russia. So car tire sell-in in the first half in Russia was around 10%, and we maintained our full-year guidance of 3 to 5% growth in Russia. Hille, can you comment on the inventory situation in Russia?
We are confirming that the full-year guidance, 3 to 5% growth in Russia, is very valid based on the inventory situation. Winter inventories, winter tire inventories are on a normal level as the winter season was very long and healthy in that respect, but the summer tire inventories are higher compared to normal level. And this is based on the fact that the sell-in was quite high during the pre-season. And as the summer started late, it was very weak sell-out in retail, and that resulted in higher summer tire inventories compared to normal level. And I have been meeting with all our key distributors last week, and they are confirming that this situation is valid. And this will then impact our sell-in of summer tires during the fourth quarter this year.
And one question which we received ahead of this call is about the Asian market. Hille, could you give an update on our business in China and Japan?
We want to be present in all winter tire markets, and naturally China and Japan are relevant markets for us in that respect. We have had our own sales company in China for 6 years already, and now we have recently updated our distribution plans, and we are getting ready for the winter tire regulation getting in force in China. However, nobody knows about the schedule of that yet, so we want to be prepared and learn about the market. Also, we have agreement with one importer in Japan, and we are learning to know more about Japanese market and the type of tires that would be feasible there.
Thank you, Hille. So, operator, now we would be ready for questions from the audience, please.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 0 and then 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. And there'll just be a brief pause while questions are being registered. The first question is from the line of Sascha Gommel from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my questions. I think this is a great concept you're suggesting here with this call. My first question would actually be on CapEx spending. You clearly didn't spend much on the U.S. expansion in the first half of the year, so I was wondering if you can confirm that in the second half of the year you will see a significant step up, or you're already seeing a significant step up in CapEx spending. My second question would be on the heavy tires division. The second quarter was quite weak in terms of profitability for various reasons. Do you see an improvement in the third quarter, or are some of the ramp up headwinds still dragging on into the third quarter? My third question would actually be on price mix in general. Your volumes have been quite good, but price mix was rather soft in the second quarter. And we've also seen that a lot of the tire competitors of yours had very dire outlooks after the second quarter for the rest of the year. So I was wondering if you can update us on the pricing pressure you're seeing in your different markets, if this lack of volume that most of your peers are facing is also an issue for the price point you are facing then. And my last question would be, can you give us an update on the tax case? Is there any news on that? Thank you very much.
So if I start with the CapEx level, so we have communicated that the CapEx level this year will be roughly on a level of 250, and I can confirm that that's the directionally right level. Naturally, sometimes there can be shifts between one quarter to another, but that the level is on a right ballpark. Then in terms of the tax dispute, the tax recipient service unit applied for permission to appeal during the summer, and we are expecting to hear if the administrative court accepts that appeal or not, and if not, then the case is finally closed by the end of this year. So it looks promising at the moment, but nothing is final until it's final.
And if I may answer the heavy tires question, so we had additional ramp-up cost related to the fact that we are increasing capacity. At the same time, we are running the production, and what we are seeing now is that the production is back to normal since a couple of weeks already, so that should not have any material impact on the second half of the year. Then regarding the price mix question, we have not made any additional price increases for the second half of the year, only some minor exceptions, like in Sweden we have increased some prices due to the currency impact. Of course, the pricing environment is quite tough, especially in Central Europe, where as you mentioned, the volumes are not going up as the market is not growing. So there is some pressure in place, but we have not made any price changes for the second half.
I see. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
And next question is from the line of Kalle Karppinen from Nordea. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, yes, Kalle Karppinen here from Nordea Asset Management. A few questions. First, on North America and the estimated margin impact of the ramp-up phase of between 1% and 2%. Can you give a little bit of more detail what's included in this? Is this mainly under absorption of depreciation when the factory starts to run, or does it include expectations that you might have a weaker gross margin initially when trying to gain market share, or how do you come up with this number?
So naturally, in the beginning, the production productivity is not on a normal level. Then clearly, depreciation is on a higher level compared to the volume, and then we are ramping up the production, and we have more employees on site learning to run the factory in an efficient way.
And additionally, then we will be producing all the North American products still in Russia, and exporting them, having the logistics cost and import tariffs in place still.
Okay, thank you. Another question, maybe about Central Europe. The market is not growing very much, as you said. What actions are you doing to keep growing your market share? And can you say that your profitability in Central Europe has improved because of the weaker ruble? I mean, that would kind of seem to be the case that you're producing in Russia for that region, and the ruble has weakened quite a bit. So is that something that is visible in your central profitability of the Central European sales?
So in Central Europe, our market shares are varying between single digit and slightly over 10%. So we have there still a lot of potential to grow. And one important tool for us to grow has been to implement the Vianor partner distribution chains. We have been increasing the number of Nokian authorized dealers supporting the point of sales with our point of sales marketing material and training. We have also changed our distribution structure gradually. Instead of having sales through only the big wholesalers, we have been moving the volume directly to the next channel, distributors and retailers. And this work has actually taken a lot of effort during the past couple of years, because it requires higher number of customers, better logistics, we need to have more inventories there in place, customer service organization. But also what it means is that our average sales price has been going up due to that structural change. So these are all the activities that we continue to proceed with. And of course, there is a slightly different approach in different countries based on the market share and based on the distribution structure.
Thank you. And in terms of profitability, can you confirm that profitability of the Central European sales has benefited from the Russian ruble softening?
Well, we are delivering products both from Russian factory and Finland factory, so we don't really calculate separately the Russian factory impact on the Central European profitability.
But has the Central European profitability improved?
We are not disclosing this information.
Okay. Maybe one more question from me. Can you, about the product mix, you're telling the winter tire, summer, all season mix every quarter. Can you tell how much SUVs are of your mix now? I remember you giving that information in the last Capital Markets Day to have some kind of a picture of how that has developed during the last few years.
The share of SUVs has been going up gradually. Like this year, it has definitely been improving, and this is something, information that we would like to then disclose at Capital Markets Day.
All right, that would be all from me. Thank you.
And just as a reminder, if you do have any further questions, please press 0 and then 1 on your telephone keypad now. And we have a question registered from the line of Henning Kostman from HSBC. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. I was hoping we could maybe discuss the trajectory of CapEx again a little bit further beyond 2018. So is it right to assume that you'll have a similar CapEx again in 2019? And then I was wondering about the phasing from 2020 and how you see that continuing, because if you follow through on your 100% volume expansion in the US and 50 in Central Europe, I suppose you need to expand the American factory or a Russian factory, or you need to build a third or sort of fourth, as it were, factory. Is it fair to assume that you have a bit of relief around 2020, 21, 22, but then you'll have strongly increasing CapEx again for the next factory, as it were?
So what we have said for the time being is that we have these three major investments: the Dayton factory, heavy tires expansion, and the Spanish testing factory that are now impacting our CapEx level in 18 and 19 and so on. In terms of beyond that, I think that's something that we can then discuss in our Capital Markets Day.
So for now, maybe something like 250 this year, 250 next year, 200 in 2020, is that fair?
A little bit higher figure is expected at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
And there are currently no further questions registered. So I'll hand the call back to the speakers. Please go ahead.
Okay, if there are no further questions, we would like to thank you all for participating. And as the Capital Markets Day was mentioned a couple of times during the call, just a reminder, it's going to be in Helsinki on Tuesday, the 13th of November. And you can register via the website, via our website. The speakers in the event will be Hille Korhonen, Teemu Kangas-Kärki, and we will also have the head of Americas and head of Russia presenting at the event. So hope to see you all there. Thank you all for participating.
And this now concludes the conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.